For the tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today is Ascension Thursday, and as we read from the Gospel of Mark, we see Jesus taken up into heaven. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20 gives us this powerful account of Jesus giving his disciples their last instructions, then taken up into heaven. And in typical Mark fashion, immediately the disciples go out and begin to carry out their mission to proclaim the gospel. And so we see Jesus telling them, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. He teaches them to baptize, tells them that they'll be protected from evil and from different challenges. And then he is taken up into heaven. They see him taken up where he takes his seat at the right hand of God the Father. And immediately they went forth and preached everywhere. Immediately they went forth and preached everywhere. We know also from these gospels, of course, that they wait too for the coming of the Holy Spirit. They spend these next 9 days in prayer. They spend this time in prayer with the Blessed Virgin Mary in the upper room, and so we too in these days following the Ascension are invited to step into the upper room, praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But in a very real way, that's sort of the permanent state of the Church. From the day of the Ascension until the day when Christ comes again in glory, we are waiting for that second coming. And it is by the power of the Holy Spirit that we're able to continue on. And so the state of the Church is always to be gathered, asking the Holy Spirit to come upon us. The state of the Church is always to work in that power of the Holy Spirit, not of our own authority, not for our own sake or for our own glory, but that by the power of the Holy Spirit, all might come to know the truth and all might come to salvation. And so as we begin this novena of Pentecost, we're invited also to ask the Lord for that grace, that we might live always in the power of His Holy Spirit.